Hey everyone, Zach here, and for the poll results this week, it really wasn't a contest of like pick one or get rid of one or anything like that. We just wanted to see what people were for fries, and apparently most of the answers were curly fries or steak fries. And I'm deeply concerned about the steak fries. I really am. That's a little disturbing, but that's not the point. The point is people loved talking about fries, and I think that's something that we don't talk about often is our favorite fries or our favorite foods and stuff. So thank you so much for participating. If you want to check out more Debate Monday stuff, be sure to follow us on our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Sometimes we post it there too. You can also check out the website when we throw up the weekly poll. That way you're able to participate through there, and you can check out the website that way. Anyways, that's all I got for right now. I will see you all later.
Hello, and welcome back to the poorly written podcast, the only podcast where if we hit the road, we're landing face first. God, terrible start today. We're off to a great start. Sarah's joining me from, the regulars crew. I guess that's the nickname is the regulars.
At this point, it might be.
And we got Cody on from the Redneck Review podcast. Cody, you can say hi now.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Cody, and like you said, I'm with co-host of the Redneck Review podcast, and it's great to be here.
It's great to have you on. I mean, it's a Super Bowl Sunday when we're recording this. So far, Kansas City is up 3-0, but don't take this as a live update.
Yeah, if you do, the game's probably already over. And if you don't know the score, then you probably don't care about the score's updates.
That's a good point to bring up. We're not going to do updates throughout the game. That's the only one.
There you go.
We're doing that today. We're off to a great start. This is a great start. Nice and smooth, like ketchup on steak.
Oh, God.
Patrick
okay,
Mahomes
honestly, yeah, no, people that put ketchup on steak, they don't deserve to eat steak. You know what I mean? And if they wanted anything beyond medium rare, get out of my face.
Well, Sarah's definitely nodding and agreeing. So that we're off to a great start. We're all on the same page.
Good.
We'll see where we are at the end of the episode. We'll see how far we get. But today's episode, we're gonna talk to Cody about, a little bit about himself, but also the Redneck Review podcast. Then we're gonna kind of compare New York State to Kansas. Not something you hear often.
That is correct. Yeah.
Not something you hear often, unless it's Syracuse versus Kansas in the Final Four. That might be different, but
Yeah, and fuck KU while we're at it.
oh,
So,
there we
yeah.
go. And then we're gonna get into some beef. What do we mean by beef? Well, we'll talk about that later. And we got some bits planned. Not planned, poorly planned, poorly written bits.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Got a sketch there. There is we've got it sketched out,
We
outlined, and that'll be about it.
have a sketchy sketch. How about that? It's like the feral cat in the back alley. It's like, should I take it in? Probably. Do I want to? No. So, Cody, we'll let you have the floor here. Give us a little bit of your background and what the Redneck Review podcast is about, too.
Yeah, so my name is Cody. I am 27. Yeah, I'm 27. I'm from Kansas. Yeah, no, honestly, dude, I forget how old I am all the fucking time. I
I
have
have
to.
to remind myself that I'm 24 and not 21, so.
Yeah, dude, honestly, I'm kind of stuck in that mindset of where I'm like 22, 23. So when I meet somebody who's like, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, I'm like, oh, that's not too bad. And then I realize, oh, I'm like a full, like almost approaching 10 years older than you are. Like I'm closer to 30 than you are to 25. So I have to remind myself of that. Let's see. I work in the public sector, working for a local government. I got my degree from University of Maryland University College, in Homeland Security and Emergency Management. I served 7 years in the Kansas Army National Guard. While I was in, I was a 12 Whiskey. That is a carpentry and masonry engineer for you civilians or non-army folk. That is a basically I'm just a construction worker. And then I transitioned to a geospatial engineer. The last 2 years I was in, I was never able to go to school to get reclassed because it's an extremely small AI, or this is a very small school to go to get trained in that. And I deployed to Jordan in 2017, 18. while I was over there, I helped out engineer operations for the entire country of Jordan, planning operations and stuff like that. So it was a good time. And the Reddit Review podcast, I run that with my co-host Quint. We started last March, so we're coming up on a year. And you know, the title is the Redneck Review, which originally we have a website, redneckneusentertainment.com. And that's just a Facebook thing that we do. We make longer form videos, like 3 to 5 minutes. They're comedy skits and whatnot. And I originally was going to start writing blogs for that. And one of them was going to be called the Redneck Review. And I was just going to choose something to rant about. And then I was like, well, let's start a podcast. And we'll basically just cover the blog. And it'll be a good way to, like, I don't know, drive traffic towards our site. Well, I wrote one or two blogs, and then I just fucking stopped writing blogs and did the podcast. Because I was like, I like writing. I'm pretty good at writing. But it was just like, nah, I'd just rather do a podcast. So we don't really review anything. It's just me and my co-host Quint and occasionally a guest just talking about random stupid shit. You know, we just made a sticker and we named it the gayest podcast west of the Mississippi. I mean, it's basically shit posting in real life. You know, we talk about a lot of random stuff and, yeah, I mean, what would you describe our podcast as?
You know, that's
describe it. I'm like, we're run gay in with our dad and we like slam our dicks in car doors. I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell.
We're, you know? Sarah is awfully confused right now.
Was doing something to the side that I was listening with.
So you were split focus. Cody answered all the questions I had in like the span of like 2 minutes, including podcast stuff too. It's interesting because you're like we just kind of shit post in real life. I'm like, you're just doing an audio shit post. I mean, that's some ASMR right there.
100%. Are you part of the shit posting community?
We're kind of, we don't really shitpost, but you know, we can if we want to. We have the weapons to shitpost. It's there. Good. It's like, it's if they gave Switzerland nukes, it's like, we have the weapons. We're just not going to. We don't really shitpost, but we do drag people through the mud. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, if you go through, we drag some people through the mud.
Every once in a while, you got to give someone a good dragging.
And, you know, you got to have a good drag once in a while.
Yep.
Sarah, I think Sarah can back it up. It's like we just kind of drag people through. I mean, the canceling Confederates episode, we really dragged some people through.
Yeah, we drag people quite a bit. I used to not drag people, but then I started this podcast, and now it's fun for me sometimes. If I'm really passionate, I'll drag. If not, I'll maybe throw a joke or two in. But everyone else is really good at dragging. So I have to learn from Zach and all the other regulars on how to do it.
It's just another thing you got to learn. You got to learn how to drag people. I mean, Sarah has started to, by April, it'll be a year. So she's starting to really fully develop into like an absolute beautiful shit poster and excellent at dragging people. Me, I've been able to do it since middle school. So at this point now, I'm like Michael Jordan in like, you know, like the 90s. I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to score. You cannot stop me. Let's see what happens. Maybe I'm not Michael Jordan, but that's a comparison where I'm like, people really don't like to mess with me because they know I will just, yeah, I will get them. Yeah, Zach runs the.
My joke was going to be you run like a year program on how to drag people through the mud. I'm almost there.
You're almost there. The podcast is secretly a how-to guide on how to just drag people.
That's good.
But it's like, it's constructive too. It's like, damn, they're not attacking them. They're attacking them personally, but also constructively. So.
Yeah, there you go. It's constructive criticism.
Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
It's like, we didn't bake you a cake. Here you go. Here's some cake. It's like, oh, I like some. You know. But the way to describe yours, I'm like, it's like shitposting, yeah, but like, you know, like you transition so well from one subject to another. You don't just like all of a sudden shift gears and then it's like whoa, where are we going? It's like, no, like no, we're gonna ease through all of it. So
yeah, it's sometimes Quinn will get off on a tangent or something like that. I'm just like, I'm not gonna keep going with this. So I'm just like, yeah, so anyways, yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I go on some tangents. Sarah knows that. People, I'm gonna sound like someone's like, you know it, I know it, everyone knows it, but no one really knows it. So,
exactly, yeah.
But you know, we do. Yeah.
Wow. ED mega doo doo.
Sarah, I feel like it's just here to just back me up, but Sarah knows that there should be a whole genre of this shit posting.
I mean, I go on tangents too. It sometimes depends on the topic. Sometimes, like, on the too much time to think one, I think I really went on a long tangent about something. I forget what it was, but yeah. I was very fired up about something, and I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember which one it was, and I don't remember
how, what, yeah.
I remember chopping it down. I'm like, it was like a full 7-minute tangent of just Sarah going off on something, and I cut it down to like 4.5. And I'm like, I don't know who pissed in her cereal this morning, but she went off. Like,
yeah, that was kind of how my tangent went on a motivational podcast.
Oh, boy. We haven't even got to the beef. We just got through the background, but I guess we'll go straight to the beef instead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was trying to say, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know right there or whatnot, but I was like, oh, that's a perfect segue.
That's a perfect segue. See, you got this. You got this down. Don't worry about it. We have two hosts going head to head, and Sarah's just like, yep, this is cool. This is fun. We're just passing it back and forth, but I guess we can go into that because I notice, especially in like some of the Facebook groups where there's comedy podcasts and stuff, this is just me, but when I go through these groups, there's like 10,000 or so motivational podcasts. Sarah, how do you feel about motivational people anyways? Like these people who try to be like these influencers, kind of the influencers of motivation.
Sometimes it depends on the issue. If it's like a real issue, then I'm a bit more empathetic to it. But if it's just like how to get through the day kind of things, like, bro, like not every day is going to be good. Not every day I wake up is going to be a good day because I'm up. Some days you just wake up and it's going to be a shitty day and you know it the second you step out the door. So
like you wake up and you're like, that sucks, today's dick. You know, sometimes you just gotta take it, you know?
Yeah. So I don't like motivational like posters. I don't have any of those. I'm like, that's not going to motivate me. Something that I'm passionate about will motivate me. Not a quote saying today will be the best day ever because the sun is out or some shit like that.
Yeah. And the thing about like motivational podcasts too, along with that is like, yes, like there are a lot of people who have motivational or inspirational podcasts, but they're not licensed in anything. It's just some random like swinging dick, you know, that's got a motivational podcast that's trying to motivate people because they're like, oh, just spread positivity and your chakra and, you know, like all this stuff. And it's like, if you're not a licensed therapist or a psychologist or anything like that, you really don't have any business running one of those, because otherwise it's just, there's 1.5 million motivational, inspirational podcasts. I mean, there's a ton of comedy podcasts out there too. And like 99% of all podcasts are dog shit. And then there's the 1% that are actually good. And, you know, and all those other 99% make it really hard for good ones to stand out. I'm not saying that ours is good. But everyone wants to start a podcast, and then like they choose inspirational and motivational podcast, and they make it 5 episodes in. They're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And so they just give up. But that's all you ever see in these podcasting groups on Facebook is just, hey guys, check out my motivational podcast and whatnot. And I made a post in one of the groups. I was upset some people, about it. I had an actual licensed therapist comments on mine. I totally agree. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to offer advice that have no business giving advice. And then somebody else who had an inspirational podcast got into it with this licensed therapist trying to tell them how they were wrong. I'm like, this is exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a person who watched a firefighter movie, sees a burning building, telling the fire chief how to do their job. Fire chief's like, we need to get people out, make sure the structure beams are set, we need to make sure all the hoses are set and everybody's clear. They're like, no, you got to let it burn a little bit, you know, so it's easier to put it out. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Because I did see the post on one of their groups. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Because My thing is, like, if you are licensed to do stuff, then, you're fine. Like, you don't have to worry about material and what your brand is actually.
Yeah, exactly.
My experience with some of these motivational podcasts is that some of these people remind me of, like, the girls in high school that now run the pyramid schemes with the essential oils
Pretty much all they are.
and some of them pushing anti-vaccine views, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, I came here to get through my day. What are you doing?
Yeah, but like, have you ever really listened to somebody that they actually changed your mood? Like, I like to listen to like the Lex Fridman podcast and like Joe Rogan and stuff like that, just because he has people on who are subject matter experts. And I like, getting challenged a little bit in like the way I think, or just learning other stuff. And you're like, oh, that's a good perspective. As opposed to somebody who's doing a motivational or an inspirational podcast where they're telling you, like, you need to just get all the negativity out of your life and self-love and all this shit. And it becomes more annoying than it, because they're, I don't know, it just almost feels like they're telling you what to do in a sense, or it, like, you can tell it's just kind of fake shit. Whereas if you're just listening to two people talk, you kind of make a shift on your own. You know what I mean? So if
Yeah.
Joe Rogan has somebody on who is like, what's that dude? He wakes up like super early every morning and works out.
Ooh.
Like,
I know The Rock does. He wakes up at like 4 a.m. and he's up and in it, but there's a lot of like those super fit celebrities.
No, they had he shit. He's the guy that he's prior military. Wakes up at like 4:30 every day and says like, make your bed and then go work out and stuff like that. I can't remember what his name is. He's really well known. He's got millions of followers.
Yeah.
But like, if you're just listening to that dude talk, you're like, maybe, man, I kind of want to like, change what I'm doing maybe, and kind of replicate this dude. That's totally different than just listening to some girl, like you said, that runs a pyramid scheme and was like semi-popular in high school, and then just had this, besides that, going in their lives trying to tell people what to do.
It's a legitimate business, honey. No, it's not. You know it. I know it. We all know it. This is something we all know, but somehow people still get suckered into because they're like, well, maybe I can actually make money. Nope. The thing I noticed
Oh,
too.
maybe hurt.
What was that?
Like, it hurts someone. Like, if they're saying like, always like to have self love, and someone who struggles with that, maybe they have a mental like disorder, a mental issue, and they're trying to do everything this person's saying, and it's not helping them, and they're gonna feel even worse and like a failure. But I think, it's a double-edged sword with
Yeah, because
motivational podcast.
they're like, they're seeking help, but they're not getting it. So then it just reinforces the way they're feeling, because they're like, oh, maybe I'm helpless. And now, and it's not even that. It's just because it's some random dude or some random girl that doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about talking to you.
And don't get me wrong, there's guys out there doing it too. There's some of those bro types. They're bro types that are like, you just gotta get up and punch life in the face. I'm like, yeah, but life brought chainsaws to the fist fight, so what do you want me to do?
Yeah, just get up, go work out, go little bit, bro, be a man. And you're just like, okay, all right, I'm gonna turn this off real quick.
Hey everyone, Zach here. We want to talk about our sponsor, Fine & Fresh Soap. Fine & Fresh makes their soap with all natural ingredients, including glycerin, which can help leave your skin nice and soft. Some of the scents include almond honey, lavender, and so much more. We're offering our listeners 15% off when you use the promo code PODCAST15 at checkout to get 15% off your purchase. Again, the code is PODCAST15. This offer runs all the way to the end of February, and we know February is not a very long month, so act fast. Link to the store is in the description down below, and now let's resume your podcast. The one thing I do notice too is like, this is something that keeps popping up on my feed, and there's people who have like degrees in psychology and stuff. Is that like, there's this thing that's really trending now where it's like toxic positivity. Where it's like you just like keep a positive attitude no matter what, even when life is just absolutely terrible, or they say things that like force you to be positive. And I feel like some of these people have this like toxic positivity in it too. It's very interesting. It's kind of a newer argument. So
Like, positivity, like where they're just exuding positivity all the time.
Yeah, when they should. They're not reacting appropriately to the situation. Like if I walked out on the street and I see a dog get hit, whammed by a tractor trailer, and someone's gonna be like, no, they're in a better place now. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The dog just fucking blew up. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, like you're allowed to feel them, just positive stuff. Yeah.
No, they're like, think happy thoughts. I'm like, nah, man, I got PTSD now. I gotta go.
Yeah.
My dog, what are you talking about? If that was that, I would be crying for like days.
Exactly. Is that my dog? Well, first of all, your dog is a small bear, so.
I mean, that's.
What type of dog do you have?
I have a German Shepherd mixed with a Malamute. He is about like 140, 150 pounds.
I've got two American Akitas, and my male is 110, and then my female, she's only like 90 pounds. But yeah, they're big dogs. Not obviously not as big as that, but yeah, they're
big dogs. Yeah,
big. I love big dogs.
Your dog likes me a lot. I visited one time, and I feel like he just misses me so much.
Him on to video last time.
I know, it's we're like, trying to save him for a face reveal so we get people to subscribe and follow us.
There you go.
Help us hit 1,000 on any platform and we'll show you a dog.
I mean, that's why we'll do some stuff for dogs, you never know.
People will do strange stuff to see a picture of a dog, and that concerns me, but it's better than a lot of other things.
Yeah, correct.
But the thing, there's I feel like every genre is saturated. It's not just motivational, but that's the one I see the most. Because the other one I have beef with is all these entrepreneurs podcasts. Like, they go in and they own like two small businesses and they're like, let me tell you how to make money. And it's like, no, it's like, that's not going to work.
Exactly. And I mean, you see it all over TikTok and Facebook and just like everyone that has real estate or something, they're like, I can show you how to make a shitload of money. Watch this. And then they're leaving out the part where, you know, they come from money or they got a sweet deal on something or they know a lot of people and they're like, I don't understand why everyone isn't wealthy. They're like, all you got to do is just buy a house and then you can start building equity and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't start out in a position where I can just buy a $150,000 house and start charging people rent on it. You know, I'm trying to like house myself before I start trying to house someone else and make money off of them. You know,
I'm trying to make sure my car still runs from point A to point B, and some days it's a lot harder than others. So,
yeah, exactly.
But even it's just
that people they miss that whole point. Like, I feel like once you reach a certain point of wealth or something like that, or you get in a mindset where you're like, I don't understand why no one can do this, then you just start losing touch with like reality and like why normal people aren't able to do that, but you want to sucker them in so that you can kind of somehow make money off of them, like those financial gurus and stuff.
Oh yeah,
pay me $200 so I can tell you how to save money. You know,
that's the first test. That's the first test to see how much money you get.
That's exactly.
You just walk in. You got like a whole conference room full of these people, and like, ah, these suckers. They don't know the first step, which is don't give me money.
Exactly. They walk in, and he gets up on stage. Him or her gets up on stage, and they're like, "All right, so all of you guys failed because you paid me $200 to attend this seminar. You're off to a bad start. Now let me tell you how to go from here." That would be such a dick move. You know what I mean? Like, I tricked you to pay me $200, and then I'm going to make you feel bad about yourself. And now here's how we build the building blocks. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, balls on that guy.
At least he's honest.
Honesty is a good policy.
Honesty is a good policy, but also taking people's money that probably can't afford to do that necessarily is not a good thing either.
Yeah. But I
think the guy's an honest dick.
Honest dick over sly, condensing, tricky dick. I mean, at the end of the day, they're still a dick.
Are we still talking about people? Yeah. Or?
Oh, where did you go?
Well, I mean, we're talking about sly dick and honest dick. Like, I mean, there's a lot of other dicks out there. If you really wanted to get into that.
There's plenty of dicks out there.
You got tuna cans, you've got pencils, you know, you've got the inverted
No, Sarah, cover your ears. Earmuffs. Get some earmuffs. No, my innocent child. Is that your customer service headset?
That's my brother's, so I don't touch it or he'll end my life.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't mess.
He'll get you a direct line straight stuff. To God. He'll meet you. He'll set up a meeting today. Yeah. And
I've learned you don't touch Sam's gaming stuff if you want to see tomorrow.
Yeah, that tends to be true, but I the other thing too is like the comedy genre is very saturated. I feel like if you're like 99% of the most podcasts are shit, you go into like the comedy ones. I feel like
99.98%.
Yeah, like there's that like rare 0.2% that's actually worth listening to. I mean,
yeah.
Trying to get in there. We're trying to get into the club.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, when it comes down to podcasts, though, like one thing that I really noticed, which like I've got a Shure, I'm using a Shure SM7B, right? That's like a $420 microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I started listening to I've been listening to podcasts for several years now. And then I started to try and network and whatnot with like other like amateur podcasts and whatnot. And something that I discovered early on is that a lot of people don't have high quality audio podcasts. And so as a listener, someone who's used to listening to someone talk through a professional grade microphone, when you get into listening to new podcasts, if like they don't have very good audio, then automatically you're going to lose, you know, 80% of your listeners right there just because they don't want to listen to somebody talking to like a phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. That's kind of the thing that I learned very early on. Like, my high school had a radio station, so that's something I learned very early on. But also community college and then 4-year university. Sarah learned this too. Is audio is literally half of the battle.
Yep.
If you're
and then the other half is content and length and like stuff like that. But I just found that that initial barrier is getting over the audio. And then whenever you start getting into, so you can take probably, I don't know, 80% of comedy podcasts, let's say, or just podcasts in general, and just automatically throw them out because they are either using like a cheap headset that they found or they bought a $10 microphone and whatnot. And it's hard, unless you really want to listen to that podcast, it's really hard to just listen to it casually. And then you get into after that, then you got the other 20%. And then, especially if they're trying to do comedy and stuff like that. I mean, there's a lot of different genres of comedy and everyone might find something else funny and something else that's not funny. But a lot of people will be like, well, I don't know what to do a podcast over, but I want to do a podcast. So let's just start it. And they don't really have any direction or anything really planned out. Like there is going to be movement within podcasts once you start it to try and find your identity and whatnot. But, yeah, like they flounder for 5 or 6 episodes and then maybe they find their way or they just stop, you know?
Yeah, and I think with our show, we do pretty good on not, like we find a groove with whatever we do. We try not to be, you know, I notice like gimmicks are a big thing. Like they're a big thing in every podcast. So it's kind of hard for some people to find a gimmick, but I feel like we just like, you know, we're navigating through all of this madness. I mean, I think we've done good so far. I mean, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but it's hard it's hard to make good content. It's even harder to make consistently good content that people are like, yeah, let me keep coming back to this.
Exactly. And that is a struggle in podcasting itself, too, because you might have 10 good episodes in a row, and then you do one, like, you're always due for a bad episode every once in a while. And then let's just say that's the one that somebody discovers is the one that you consider it to be a bad episode. And then you just lost people right there because they're like, oh, this episode, like this show's dog shit. And then if they would have listened to the previous episode, they would have, you know, loved it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a challenge. Like, cause you always have to bring your A game. Otherwise you risk losing listeners right there in the beginning.
Yeah. And that's definitely a big, what's going on down there, Sarah?
I don't know. I always tell them when I'm doing a podcast, and that's when they all decide.
Ah, yes, the universal cue to do loud things.
You've heard me before we start And I tell them, oh, we're about to do a podcast. And they're like, okay. And then they all come down at that exact moment.
Sarah, you won't believe this, but I joined a marching band and I have to practice right now.
I thought it would get easier when one of them moved, when my sister went back up to school. It didn't get easier.
And you were wrong, so welcome to life.
It's shocking. I'm wrong about everything. I think our gimmick is that I don't know, like, very basic stuff, and you guys have
we're just going back and forth, but what are you going to do about it?
There's some things I know maybe too well, and there's some things I don't know at all. So it's like, it's a spectrum with me, and sometimes I shock everyone, but 9 out of 10 times I won't know very basic things. Like, I think the big one this month has been, I don't know, like, a lot of music.
Yeah.
India calling me out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my girlfriend is just, India's calling you out on all that. It doesn't matter. Anytime we're like, how have you not listened to any Ariana Grande? Like, how do you not listen to Meg Thee Stallion? Like, where are you?
My wife's the music person and like live music and stuff like that. In our relationship, and yeah, I mean, she listens. She know. There's a game show where basically all you do is like you listen to a little tiny snippet of a song. And then if you get it right, you win money. Basically, it's like Jeopardy.
Oh, it's the Shazam show, I think. It's based off the
She found that. She knew every single, like, you know how they do that? Like, they bet, like, I bet you I can guess it in 2 notes.
Yeah.
Like, she was guessing it before the contestants were. I'm like, all right, you need to be on the show. Like, that's
how much. Go to the show. Go sign up. Go be a contestant. Meet the host. You know, get in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, she's definitely the music one. So I'm with you, Sarah. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about at all. And same way with movies. Quinn is that way about obscure movies.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say something like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he also presents it in the most vague way possible.
And at the worst time. The timing vagueness.
You haven't seen this indie movie from the 70s? What are you talking about? It only grossed $5,000 at the box office, but you haven't seen it? Who are you? I don't know. Who am I?
Literally, me with TV. That's exactly how I am. Like, I yell, not yelled. I was, like, very active on the chat a few days ago because that's when, like, a bunch of, like, TV and film awards came out this past week. Mm-hmm. And I was just in both of our chats because we have like one with just people we went to college with and the podcast. I was like, I can't believe this person wasn't nominated. It's a travesty. It's a crime. Yeah. And everyone's like, what are, like, and some people are like, what show are you talking about? And I think I left the chat for like an hour or two. I was like hurt. But I also watch a lot of obscure stuff no one watches. I also do indie films and older films, and none of my friends watch black and white films with me. So
you just go on the group chat, it's like, hey, you should watch this, and it's like a 1970s Italian film, so not only is it like older, there's subtitles and it's in Italian.
I mean, why not?
You're like, you're gonna like it, and I'm like, how? I can't even look this up. I don't know how to spell any of this.
Well, my dad, he's from Europe, so he introduced me to, like, a lot of foreign films.
Yeah, not all of our dads are a Russian spy, so.
I really thought you just said your dad introduced you to a lot of porn because your mic cut out when you were saying foreign. I was like, okay, interesting twist. Let's explore that, I guess.
let's dive in a little bit, but not too much. Just the toes.
Just the tip.
Just the toes, but don't suck them, all right? Like, we got to do stuff.
Time for your audio to cut out.
Don't you love the universe is just not with Sarah today. I'm not really into that cosmic stuff, but it's not with her. She didn't read her horoscope. Oh boy.
You're good.
All right. What a great halftime performance by people off camera. I think we're done with our beef. I mean, it's roast beef at this point. I mean, serve it up on a sandwich, you know, nice onion bun with some mayonnaise and some nice cheddar, and there you go. I just described Arby's, so you know. Let's move into Kansas and New York since we kind of skipped over it. I mean,
you're
all the way out in the Midwest. I mean, I've never been further west than West Virginia, so.
That's really country bumpkin. Holy shit.
I drove through 45 minutes and I will never go back.
I've met a lot of people from West Virginia, and yeah, there's a stereotype for a reason. I'll say that.
There is. It's like the great John Denver sound, great, but it's propaganda. Yep. It's West Virginian propaganda.
Yep, exactly.
Sarah, you've never been down to West Virginia, have you?
I have.
You have? When?
I've been all over, Zach.
I know you've been all over, but that's not a
family.
What do you mean a lot of family?
My family lives all over the country and all over Europe. So I just to visit family, you go to different places. In Virginia, West Virginia, Chicago. I went to a few bar mitzvahs down in Chicago. I have one cousin in San Francisco. I went to California for a different reason. So
yeah.
And then I went down to Atlanta because my sister got into like a CDC summer program because she's actually getting her degree in emergency preparedness.
Oh, yeah.
And health because she wants to go into the public sector too. I think she eventually wants to work for like the FBI or something with.
Yeah, that'd be cool, FEMA.
Yeah, that's kind of where she's like. But she said FBI, but I'm going to call her out and say it's FEMA now.
Let's get the rumor mill going. It starts here.
She's getting a degree in emergency preparedness. She better apply at FEMA. That'd be a good place to start.
She's doing it public health and emergency preparedness. So I'm like, your whole major's famous now.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Better hope there's another pandemic sometime soon.
I've been all over.
I know you've been all over. My traveling has been limited, but I drove through West Virginia for 45 minutes, and if I never step foot inside state borders again, it'd be too soon. It was the worst 45 minutes of driving, and I've been on the Mass Turnpike. I mean, Florida's bad enough, but West Virginia takes a cake. It's like, here you go. But I might not make it. So.
Have you ever been driving in Boston?
No, I haven't been to Boston, but I know how bad it is.
Yeah, so like, come back to me when you've driven in Boston.
I've driven on the Mass Turnpike. That is bad enough. Massachusetts drivers are statistically the worst drivers in the entire country.
You think that's bad? Have you ever been driving down the highway and just get stuck behind a combine for 5 miles?
Well, I live in the middle of nowhere, so yeah, that has happened before.
I guess up where in New York State has got
Sarah is down in the city. I'm in upstate. I live in the middle of nowhere. I have my India can confirm it. I have friends who can confirm it that I just live in the middle of nowhere. Farmland, dairy farms, you know, woods, like.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So we come from the same background.
We have a similar background, just different. You know, like
we got that dirty old Sarah down there. You gotta come out to these flyover states every once in a while.
I mean, you know, I went to school in upstate New York.
Yeah, that's how we met. All she did was complain the entire time and got her piece of paper, so.
I thought you were going to say that you've been to Chicago, so you've been to the Midwest, and I'm like, no. No.
No.
Chicago's not the Midwest.
I didn't claim the Midwest for Chicago. I was like, I just said I've been to Chicago.
You hear on the news, like, people will say, like, in the Midwest, they'll talk about Chicago as the Midwest. I'm like, no. Chicago might as well be like New York City, except they got better pizza. And the people are a little bit more nice. What do you know about the Chicago pizza. Deep dish?
Hold on, Cody, you don't understand. This is not beef.
It's not. Really not pizza. And the call of pizza is disrespectful to the food, pizza. I don't know what you would call it. It's not pizza. They're just calling it pizza.
Pizza Hut is better than any kind of pizza you can get in Brooklyn or New York. Like, Pizza Hut is the staple pizza.
Don't mind me. I'm just snacking.
I live in Pelham Parkway, but I'm near a place called Warwick Park, and on that that little area, there are so many good Italian places. Like, the pizza there is just insane. I think I didn't go to this dinner because I was tired, but I think the first night Zach visited us, my parents took him to, like, an Italian restaurant.
We went to an Albanian. We went to an Albanian restaurant. No, not this.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, get the fucking pizza.
Oh, don't do that accent. You'll be missing in the next hour.
I spend a lot of time debating pizza with my friends from upstate because they all love Domino's.
Because that's all we got. What?
I would get Domino's for, like, my friends sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, or my residence. I was an RA, and I always saved my dining dollars. And so they would come to do a movie night. And they were all just vibing on this Domino's, and they're like, do you want some? And I was like, never in a million years, but you guys can go wild on it.
She's just spoiled. That's all she is. She doesn't know how to be grateful.
Not for Domino's, it's not real pizza. That's like cardboard with cheese on it.
No, Papa John's is cardboard with extra sauce.
Fire. I don't know what you're talking about.
Our Papa John's are terrible up here. They're terrible. They just put on the worst amount of sauce you possibly could, which is too much.
I was spoiled $1 for a slice, and you would just walk and go on the subway with it. Would eat your pizza on the subway or eat your pizza on the bus. That's what I would do after school. Like, and you would fold it and you would eat it. Like, you would get it to go.
That sounds like the same thing as taking a piece of pizza into the bathroom and eating it.
It technically does, but sometimes, you know, the bus is coming and I really want to wait 20 minutes for the bus or I'm just going to eat a slice of pizza on the bus. Just like, I'm going to eat the slice of pizza.
I get multitasking, but that's a little too far. What happens if you hit a pot? What happens if you hit a pothole or a manhole? You're just like, you know, like right up in your face.
Yeah, like pizza, like New York City pizza is really good because it's thin. So you fold it thin. Us always fold it in that way and like walking with it because like I got shit to do. I got trains to catch, buses to catch. I got to go somewhere at a certain time. Like for me to get home from school was an hour and a half and I had to transfer buses. I didn't have time to be waiting to sit down and eat a pizza. I wanted to get home, and it took me an hour and a half. And I'm like, I can run and get a pizza and get to the bus.
Sounds like a trip to just to town in Kansas. Mm. An hour and a half one way to get to town.
That's
you guys have my stores on the side, right?
I eat while I drive too. I'm a terrible driver because like I'll take a piece of like New York style pizza, fold it, and like I'm just driving and I'm like.
Talk to me when you can eat a Subway sandwich without spilling anything. While
I've done it too. I've done it all. Name a food. I probably ate it while I was driving.
Clams.
Okay, not I'm not rich and I'm broke. I'm too broke for that.
You guys live on the East Coast. Isn't seafood fucking like I don't know.
No, Maine. Maine is where the seafood is. Like, yeah, we have so much. Please eat it.
Yeah.
Not New York. New York is like, oh, you want seafood? Well, guess what? You're inland, so it's super expensive.
Yeah, what New York has really good bagels because of the water in New York. That's like the thing that like changes it because of the dough.
Everyone but loves bagels. The bagels.
Man, you get cream cheese and lox. Oh, yes, that's the perfect
thing. I think
pizza, bagels, Italian food. Yeah. Sounds pretty lit.
Yeah. If you go to Flushing, the Chinese is really the best you can get. They'll have you know, eating some weird stuff, but it all tastes good, so who cares?
Yeah, just don't ask what the ingredient is.
We're talking much about New York. We need to talk about Kansas, because like you called it a...
Back to Kansas, but I didn't know.
We get going on New York, and I'm like, wait a minute, Kansas...
Well, I had to throw a few daggers Sarah's way just to talk shit on pizza and whatnot. So.
Let's talk about Kansas, because you're like, it's a flyover state. And I'm like, is it? Because I've heard it, but I'm like, I don't know much about it.
I mean, the whole Midwest is considered a flyover state just because people go back and forth from L.A. to, you know, New York and whatnot. So who gives a fuck about the central part of the nation besides, you know, we produce 70% of the world's food supply in the Midwest. So, no, I mean, Kansas, I don't know. It's pretty lit. I mean, everything is, I mean, honestly, if you are from the Midwest, like truly the Midwest, I don't know how you guys view like distances and whatnot, but if it's not at least 13 or 14 hours or more, people from the Midwest will not fly anywhere. Like, if someone's like, it's a 12-hour drive, I'm like, well, I'm driving it. Because, like, that's not bad to us. You know, well, like, it's not uncommon to spend an hour driving one way to get somewhere, at least in Kansas and whatnot. So that's definitely, like, a big thing. It's not because of traffic. It's just, like, an hour of just straight driving, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going 10 miles and it takes an hour. It's you're going 100 miles, you know,
yeah,
and it takes you an hour and a half.
Because if I wanted to go to if I wanted to go somewhere, it takes me half an hour to an hour to get anywhere that I need to go. I mean, like,
yeah, that's pretty standard.
I mean, like, granted, there's a lot of twists and turns and there's traffic, so that factors in. Because, like, if I'm driving from my house to work, it takes about 40 minutes. So I'm commuting, which isn't too bad, but I've driven like an hour and a half just to get somewhere to go work. So nothing new. Maybe Sarah is like, you know, the public transportation down there is like, wait, you got to take the one train and the other train. You better hope there's not any train holdups or anything. But up here, it's just like, yeah, just get in the car. Let's go.
Yeah. My family, we're a road trip family. So we did the New York City to Georgia drive. Like, that's like 12 to 15 hours. We did that in a day. I mean, we were going to stop. And then my dad, as my dog's yelling. But yeah. We were going to stop. And then my dad's like, we'll just drive through. He likes to drive. And then we drove from New York to Chicago. We do those drives a lot. We're a big road trip family. And then I did the New York to Syracuse back to New York in one day. And that's about a 10-hour drive if you do it both ways in one day. And we did that this past, literally a week ago.
Yeah, you did it a couple weeks ago. So, but
actually, I'll phrase that. My dad does the driving because no one else drives. I'm learning. But the snowstorm didn't help. Wait, with that today.
Do you have a driver's license?
I have a permit. I live in New York City. You don't learn to drive.
How old are you?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my mom's yelling. But I'm 21. I turned 21 in November. But the average age in my city is 25 to get a license.
25.
I mean, I guess I could see that, though, just because, like, I mean, out here, the second you turn 14, everyone gets a permit. And then you just start driving. Because, I mean, you have public transportation, like you said there. So there's no really reason to have a car, and it's expensive. And when I was over in Jordan, the unit that came over to replace us was from New York, I believe. Yeah. Was either Maryland or New York, just Boston, just that general, like, metropolitan area. And no, they were talking about buying parking spots and flipping them and making like $1 million off of just having parking spots. And I was like, yeah. Jesus, like, they were talking, one of the guys had managed to buy like a three stall parking spot. And then he was going to like replace like the asphalt and put a covering over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to be worth like $1 million or $1.5 million because of where it was at. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then like in Kansas,
yeah,
you know, like my house was 225, and I mean, it's pretty decently large. And they're like, what's the price of, you know, a house, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house out where you live? I'm like, I mean, $150,000 if you live in a subdivision, if you want some land closer to 200. And they're like, really? It's like $400,000 where we live. I'm like, that is outrageous. That really is. I'm sure it's just not a lot of land, and their housing is hard to come by, and it's probably older and stuff like that. But that's like one of the reasons why I could probably never live in a big city. It's just like the cost, like, you might get paid more, but the cost of living is also super high.
And it's, my parents waited like 30 years to buy our house. So I lived in apartments my whole life. And then my, like, the end of my junior year of high school, they bought a house. So I was like, you know, you can throw me in the basement. I'm not going to be here that long. Because I was. This is like city person. I prefer apartments is what I and my camera's doing that weird thing again. But I prefer to houses, probably just because that's how I grew up, was with that.
So what you're saying is you're biased.
I'm biased. I don't know. I don't, you know, now with the pandemic, I like that we have more space, but I think if there was no pandemic, I never really spent a whole bunch of time at my house. I like to go. I just like to walk do random things. So I, for me, it never mattered. But now I'm kind of like, no, I'm kind of glad we have a house.
Yeah.
I don't have to because like there was like no, I shared a room with my sister for 14 years because we didn't have, there was no room. But since Sam was a boy, he got his own room. So
well, there he's you like,
not that perk.
So what I'm basically getting is Kansas has wide open spaces. Sarah lives in New York, so it's going to be New York. Yeah. I live in open spaces, yet I have plenty of suburbs to get in my way.
Yeah, no, Kansas is the area of Kansas that I live in is the Flint Hills region. So we actually have like valleys and like it's very beautiful. But yeah, you hit the middle half of the state west. It literally is flat. It's what people think of when they think of Kansas is like Western Kansas is what people think of when they think of Kansas. Mm. But where I live is actually pretty gorgeous. If you guys ever have time, just Google Flint Hills, Kansas, and just look at the pictures. It's really good scenery. So,
well, you know, on
you
that...
guys have like
what
so, up there, like hiking, like going for a hike? Because
no, we don't have. Well, I mean, yeah, you could go hiking on like prairies and stuff like that. There are like quite a few like pretty big hills and stuff like that, but it's not like we have mountains or anything to go climb. So, I mean, mostly what we do recreationally around here is, you know, involves an ATV, you know, or horses, stuff like that. I mean, that's where most, like, I mean, or people go walk in the park, but I mean, it's not like, you know, California or the East Coast or something like that where people go for hikes. I think California is actually where a lot of people do a shitload of hiking, but yeah, we don't really have any mountain ranges or anything to go hike. So you're just walking around on a flat surface or a semi-large hill. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, we got the Catskills and Adirondacks up here. So there is mountains at some point, and people go hiking on those all the time.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I check my Instagram, and people are like, look where I went today. And I'm like, cool, I've seen this on, like, five other people's profiles today. Like,
today, yeah.
Today, or this week, or even, like, 20 people go to the same peak in the same month. Like,
mm-hmm.
But I think on that note, we can finally move into the last part. We have just switched up this whole rundown, but I guess we could get into the bits now. Bits and pieces. We can finally get into the bits and pieces of it. I mean, you do bits on your show. You do This Is NPR.
Yeah. Quinn is a very good kind of improv type of guy. And yeah, his NPR segments are pretty good. I took my stab at doing one myself on Friday's show, and I hope it turns out as good as Quint's. But the NPR segments is definitely my favorite. We've tried doing improv segments before, and it's just I'm not good at improv. So like, the part that's funny about it is how bad I am at improv. But that's about the extent of that.
I mean, you know, improv's not easy. I know that. I mean, Sarah's seen me try to do improv, I think.
I mean, probably at some point in our friendship.
Probably. I mean, we've known each other for years, so at some point you've definitely seen me, like, try to do
improv. We did comedy shows together.
We did comedy and stuff together, so, like, you watched it. I'm sure it happened. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty good at just making shit up sometimes.
I'm the opposite of that, so we balance each
other out. You balance it out. I mean, like, you need structure, I need some free range, so I guess we could try to do some bits before we end this episode, so
let's
go for an NPR. I mean,
do an NPR. Do you want the sound effect? I've got it.
You got the sound effect. Bring it over from the Redneck Review. All right,
do you want to do this one?
And this is a moment in NPR. Looking back today, we see that the Patriots are just doing whatever the fuck they want with the NFL, bullying the Rams team once again. Bullied them so bad that the score was so low, you wouldn't believe it. Also, Maroon 5 just happened to lose all their shirts. And this is a look back in NPR history. It's not the best one. Not the best one, but it was sports, so I'm like, all right.
Yeah, here, I'll take a stab one. Here.
All right.
This is NPR. Brooklyn residents are causing a scene and rioting out in the streets after a local hick from Kansas proclaimed that Pizza Hut has better pizza than all of Brooklyn and New York combined. The man is facing severe jail time and cannot go outside because there's too many Brooklynites out in front yelling, "Hey, fuck you!" That and more from NPR.
That's there's some accuracy in that.
Yeah. I kind of fucked it up a little bit, but you know, it's improv. You gotta go with it. So do you wanna go try one, sir?
Do you wanna try
me raging on the Golden Globes? I don't know if you want that.
I mean, NPR covers a lot of different topics.
Yeah, you could be the NPR host that got snubbed.
I'll try it.
There we go.
The Globes announced nominations and decided not to nominate I May Destroy You because they're all stupid. In other news, they only nominated one network actress when network TV is still alive and well. What the fuck is happening?
That's all from it. VR. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds about right.
There you go. I have to go into more detail, but that we'll just leave it there. Then I'd have to bring in the SAG Award. It's a whole thing this week with me. This is the time of year where I get laser focused on TV.
Yeah, we know, because you were not happy about some of the Golden Globes. So doesn't it feel good to get a little frustration out about that?
No, because it's not going to change shit. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association needs help. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's all you're trying to say?
You know, it will be interesting to see how they do it, because they're doing it from two coasts this year. Tina Fey's doing it in New York, and Amy Poehler's doing it in L.A. Mm-hmm. So
We'll see how the time difference works.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to end well.
All right. I think we got time for another NPR bit.
Do you got one?
I think I got one. I mean, hold up. We got some breaking news. This is NPR. Today, we're covering live in Florida of an incident going on right now. A Florida man has just been spanking diapers on alligators. That's right, and trying to claim them on his taxes for child support. Little did we know that these alligators are especially trained. They make all the noises and eat all the food. Florida police are not sure what to do about it, but they've been paid off with meth. This has been an NPR moment. And we have our Florida man, so that's it.
There you go, Florida man in.
We got the Florida man in.
Tell me that's a real story. I would believe it. It's from Florida.
No, but
you could, like, literally, like, a good thing to do, like a fun game to play, is just get three dartboards and just put random shit on them. You know what I mean? Like, choose an object, choose an action, and and then a drug. Okay. So then just throw a dart. Okay, we got alligator. All right, we got, what did I say? Object, action. Oh, and we've got hitting with a car, and we've got meth. And then Google that, and I guarantee you that there's a Florida man story about that. You know what I mean? Like a wombat getting hit by a baseball bat and PCP. Oh, look at that. A fucking news story about a Florida man doing that exact same thing.
This is a funny thing, because I did a radio internship a long time ago for a morning show, and they told me that in order to find the best kicker story, they always pulled a Florida story. If Florida could export globally, like, Florida man stories, they would be rich. But, you know, the internet, so there you go.
Yeah, man. Well, but there are people in Europe that know what the fuck Florida is and about the Florida man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I've heard some of them that are like, America is just the world's Florida. And I'm like, yeah, so go to the capital of Florida, Florida.
Yeah, no, they think about the United States, fat people, New York fashion, and then Florida man.
Not to mention
LA and Hollywood.
You know LA and Hollywood. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes in America, so. So unless somebody else has another NPR bit, I think we could start wrapping up here.
No, I'm good. That was a lot of fun. Yes, you did a good job with the NPR.
We try. I mean,
I'm good.
Sarah's good.
I can send you the sound file if you guys want to use it in future episodes.
We don't want to steal all of your ideas.
Hey, I'm here to spread the love, man.
All right, so that's going to wrap it up here. Cody, thank you so much for coming on today. Where can we find the Redneck Review podcast online?
Yeah, so you can find us at on Facebook at TRR42069. Yeah, I know.
It's nice.
The sex and the drug number, but nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and then you can find us on Instagram, The Redneck Review. And then, of course, you can find us on any wherever you get your podcasts. You can find The Redneck Review podcast. You'll know it when you see it. It's got a Redneck News Entertainment thing on it, and it's got just two faces basically with the Redneck Review. Mm-hmm. And then you can also find if you like that and you want some more entertainment, you can also look us up on Facebook and YouTube, Redneck News Entertainment. That's the longer form comedy bits that I was telling you guys about before. We just released a Gumby video. That's doing really well so far. I blew up on TikTok. We got close to 700,000 views of a clip of our first one. So we filmed the second one because of that. So if you guys want to check that out on YouTube, it's called Gumby 2 Return from the Dead.
All right. Well, there you go. That's where to find them all on all, you know, social media platforms. Check them out.
Yeah, so thank you guys very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. I mean, you know, we've had a great time tonight, so... Right, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know
you had a great time.
I know you had your little spell, you know, little sparring of pizza, but we could get past that.
I can get past that, you know?
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Yeah.
As long as I can educate people that Chicago-style pizza is not pizza, I'm happy.
I'm just saying that as long as you recognize that Pizza Hut is the best pizza you can possibly get, then we're good.
All right, we can argue about this off off recording, but thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time. So say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Oh boy, not the pizza again. Every time, Sarah, you can't just let bygones be bygones. You're like, nope, I had to make it known.
I had to poke the bear a little bit.
It's all right. Everyone pokes the bear at New York City, so I'm used to it at this point. I'm the only city person in the friend group.
Yeah.
Everyone else is from upstate.
Everybody's from upstate, unless you're Mike. Then you're from Long Island, and that's just a whole nother thing. So.